Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024, pre-market report. It's going to be lovely, I guarantee you that. We're going to have some fun here. Let's start off with this. How about this headline from MarketWatch right in our face? Look at this for a moment. Take it in for a second. What's missing, or better yet, what's being hidden in plain sight? Pretty much everything, but there's something here, dark, right underneath it all. Do you see it? Do you see it yet? If not, I'm going to tell you. So let's cover this. House leaders are loving, caring representatives. Of course, they want to show us all how much they care because they love us so much. And they're going to drag, or they want to drag the CEO of CrowdStrike in to testify before Congress over the global outage. Okay, let me ask you this. how is it that one company can have this much power? See, you and I understand where this is going. A consolidation of power right up to the top of that pyramid that you see on the back of your dollar bill. Okay, this is part of the scheme here to consolidate power. So, the first question our loving, caring representatives should be asking themselves is, how is it that one company here can have this much power? Why? Because, well, they're allowing it to happen, quite obviously. What they should do, quite obviously, because it's right in our face, is take this company apart. We don't want power to be consolidated so much in any business or in any one individual. You know, let's talk about that. I know there's a lot of you that went orgasmic, and we're so happy about the immunity that our lovely President Trump, soon to be again, got from Congress. But do you realize that this is going to play out across? I mean, there's not always going to be a Republican or Democrat sitting behind the resolute desk. And our current beautiful man of a president, in my opinion, is guilty of war crimes, which he can never be tried on because he's got blanket immunity. You understand? Look, when you give up, what clearly that was a theft of our liberties and our freedoms, not just from one guy here. Of course, many of you think of it that way because that's just the way it is. Think outside the box and you'll understand what's actually going on here. We don't want immunity from a president, a political leader, a freaking CEO of a corporation or anything else. We want to be able to exercise our rights as a people who are supposed to govern themselves to rein in that kind of power. But no, you cheer for all that immunity. I'm sure you did, a lot of you, didn't you? It's amazing how they can do this, just steal away your rights and your freedoms, and you just throw your hands up and surrender, and then you applaud about it. You can't make this stuff up. The dumbing down of the people has been complete. Anyway, look, with regard to this, it's pretty obvious. This is just insane. No company should have, a corporation should have this kind of power, but they do. And it's going to get a lot worse moving forward. Now, speaking about that, I took a lot of heat yesterday, ironically, for my... I came out yesterday and I said, and I've been telling you this for a very long time. Why yesterday? I don't know. I came out yesterday and I said there's opportunity in tech. Does that sound familiar to you? I've been telling all of you, I don't know, for over a year, that Greg Manorino has been building a larger, and I already have a pretty large position here, a large position in tech. JEPQ specifically pays a nice fat monthly dividend, gives you exposure here. To tech across the board. So way before, you know, Silicon Valley and Musk and now Zuckerberg are cuddling up with our soon to be new president. Way before that, okay. I said there was opportunity here. So I don't know where all this flack is coming from here, people. Let me explain this to you maybe another way. How many of you have ever heard Greg Manorino say that this market isn't the most twisted, most distorted freak show in the history of the world? That's what it is. It's Look, it has no connection to reality. You've all heard me say that. Okay, so there are people saying, oh, Greg Mannarino is leading you to the slaughter. Don't listen to Greg Mannarino. Don't buy tech. Look, the NASDAQ here and the rest of this market has hit record high, record high, record high, record high. You and I have been calling this for as far back as you want to go, all right? And I'm here to tell you something. We ain't done. We ain't done by a long shot. Let's talk more about tech. Again, why Greg Mannarino is such a tech bull. First of all, again, Silicon Valley, Musk, Zuckerberg, they, for some reason, they want to snuggle right here with our soon-to-be next illustrious, beautiful president. You understand? If we understand that, if we understand that we are going to see, and look, we're being told already by Damian Thorne, Vance, and by Trump himself. Let's call him the Big T, okay? The Big T and Damian Thorne Vance, okay? We're already being told what's going to happen moving forward. Suppressed rates. We heard the same thing out of our illustrious president that we still have now, who may soon be replaced by Kamala as he's already stepped down. I would not be surprised at all. Let's just throw this out here real quick. To see tomorrow, next week or so, him step down from the presidency, put Kamala in there for a little bit as a ploy to maybe, you know, it's not going to happen anyway. In my view, there's almost no way that Kamala here is going to be the next president because Wall Street has made up their mind. That's my take on it. The Federal Reserve has made up its mind as well. The most powerful man probably on the planet. And I'm referring to Jamie Dimon here. This guy here has government connections, not just here in the United States, but around the world. You have to understand the power of this man, being that he is the CEO of the largest bank on earth by assets. And he's the go-to guy. He's backing Trump. He said straight out, he's a patriot, and he's going to help Trump. Okay, there you go. Anyway, look. So just don't be surprised if you. I know you're not going to be surprised if you see. And I'm not saying this is happening, but it wouldn't shock me. Shouldn't shock you either to see that kind of a ploy here. Biden's ill. He's got COVID real bad. Appendicitis, testiculitis, whatever it might be. You know, encephalitis. Some kind of an itis here. You know, just so he can have an excuse to kind of, you know, put her in there for a little bit. It ain't going to make a difference in my view because the most powerful people in the world right now, the richest people in the world, those with the power to rig an election are backing Trump right now. Anyway, look, so that's the whole thing. But anyway, if we understand and we're being told repeatedly about a lower rate, you want a lower rate, you're going to get it. And how does that happen? Again, Biden said it. Trump said it. Same thing, okay? They both just said the same thing. You want that lower rate. Rates are too high. You want to buy that house? We're going to make it real easy for you. But what they're not telling you here is, again, the mechanism behind that means the dollar has to be weaker. And unfortunately, and of course, but look, at least let's give credit where credit's due. Damian Thorne, Vance, and the Big T, Trump, they're telling us where we're going to go. They're telling us straight out that the dollar is getting weaker. I don't know how that's going to help you. It's sure going to help the corporate agenda, which is absolutely foam is pouring out of their mouth. I mean, you know, that's why you got the Zuckerbergs. That's why you got the Musks. You got Silicon Valley here. You got Jamie Dimon. You know, you got these people in bed here with a new to-be president. I don't really see how that's going to help you very much. It's sure going to help all us lions, okay, because we're going to shred this apart. We're going to rip the face off of this. It's too easy. Again, that's a worry a little bit, I told you. But again, if we know, first of all, in case you don't know, lower rates are extremely, very bullish for the tech sector. Henceforth, Zuckerberg, Musk, you see what I'm talking about? These guys are going to become so much more rich moving forward under our Big T and the Damian Thorne team. Oh, they're going to love it. They're loving it. And I'm loving it too. I'm not going to lie. Because we have to at least try to capitalize on the situation here. We can't stop this. If you think there's a chance in hell, ex Damien Thorne, right, that this is going to stop, that currency devaluation, I've been telling you this for I don't know, freaking long now. So, and the Fed is more than willing to get in here and buy more debt to suppress rates. Boom, people. There you go. And then, of course, we got the other mechanism here in play. We got the issue with regard to cryptocurrency and the Bitcoin president. You think that's just being floated out just by chance? You think that's true? No. It's the move towards a digital currency. If you can't see what I'm telling you, then you're gone. You're lost. You're finished and you're completely done. Can't stop it. All right, you understand? So That's where we're going here. But I understand, believe me, better than anybody, that these distortions, that this market is a freak show. That it's out of touch with reality. There's no bearing on anything right now. But that does not mean that that this market's not going much higher. Especially tech. That's why I've been telling you for, I don't know, a year. I've been building a position here. A larger position, giving myself exposure to tech. The writing has been on the wall for a very, very, across the sky for a very, very long time. But now we're seeing it being solidified. The pieces are being put together here. It's a game, people. And you and me, nobody plays it better than we do. I'm telling you, we got this down big time. So, and again, as I said, it's just too easy. And look, nobody, again, understands this better than you and me, that this is going to lead up to a grand finale. The mechanism here of destroying the currency collectively, okay, this isn't just the dollar, this isn't just Damien Thorne and the big T here getting in here to help destroy the dollar, along with the Federal Reserve who wants to destroy the dollar. They've been sucking the purchasing power out of the dollar since their inception here. Don't believe it? Look it up for yourself. Central banks around the world doing the same thing in their race to the bottom. Because again, this has all been thought out meticulously, leading us to this new system that we all know is coming. We all know it's coming. You know it's coming. You think it's going to stop? You think Trump, Big T here, and Damien Thorne are going to stop it? No way. No way. They're being put there for a reason. You got it? Yeah. But that means, again, it's too easy for you and me to understand what we got to do. If we know a weaker dollar is a guarantee, if we know that suppressed rates are a guarantee, remember the checklist I just put out for you? Those nine things are going to play out to be exactly spot on and true. Most of you have already written to me about it. Greg, your list is spot on because you're smart, because you understand where we're going here. And that gives us opportunity and every way we can dream about and think about and fantasize about. So tech, to me, is a no-brainer. Why you need to build up a tech position here. You know how I'm doing this. I've been telling you this forever now. You all know I'm an open book. I am an open book. Every one of you know what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and my thinking, my logic behind it all. At the same time, if we realize we're going to see, do you think, and I want to hear from you on this, that because the illustrious Big T and Damien Thorne are going to be occupying the White House and everything else here, do you think that global debt is just going to stop in its tracks? That all of a sudden debt here in the United States is just going to stop, it's going to freeze? No, it's going to surge much higher, much faster. The Big T, the king of debt, loves debt. You know that. Debt? We all seem to love debt, I guess. I mean, you know, except those of us here who understand how destructive it is and how they suck us into this whole thing here. Swipe, swipe, swipe. Get those perks. Oh, it's beautiful. Feed right into their system. You can't make this stuff up, people. Anyway, look. We're going to take advantage of this as we've been doing. We're not going to stop. I hope I've at least made sense to those of you who are still locked into the delusion. And it's a delusion that all of a sudden debts and deficits are going to stop ballooning here. Currency devaluation is going to miraculously stop, even though Damien Thorne and the Big T are telling us that's where it's going. Even though we're hearing the same thing out of Biden, and it's soon to be, you know, Kamala Harris creature over there. Same thing. Oh, we're going to lower those rates for you. We're going to make it easier for you to pile on even more debt because we want you in that debt-based system because that's the way it is. You understand? It's all hidden in plain sight, just like this. Just like this. How is it that one company can have this kind of power? It's amazing, isn't it? Oh, with regard to that, the whole issue with the banks has gotten a lot worse, in case you don't know. Oh, absolutely. No deposits, no loans, no deals. The big banks here, of course, they're gonna come out shining on top of this. But wait till you see the cascade of events that's going to happen not too far off with the smaller institutions. They're going to go down, and power is going to go right up again, as it always does. Remember, there's no such thing as trickle down. Anyone is trying to sell you that. And of course, it's Damien Thorne, Trump, and of course, was Biden soon to be. They know it don't work either. They know it don't work. But they're going to tell you it does. Makes me laugh. Should make you laugh too. All right, people, look, this guy here loves you from the heart. I mean that with all I got. And thank you again for all those birthday wishes yesterday. You guys and girls are absolutely amazing. I hope I'm making it through to you. I really, really do. I hope you understand why Greg Mannarino is saying, although he believes that this thing is this freak show on an epic scale and that there's no connection to reality. This market is so overvalued right now. But that doesn't mean it's coming down anytime soon at all. In fact, it's going to get much, much worse. The distortions. Have you heard me say that before? Yeah, you have. But that means we need to take advantage of it right now. And again, we know when to get out of here. We have this. This is from this morning, the MMRI. Look at this trajectory. What have I been telling you? And this is going to continue, people. This is the Fed buying the debt. This is the Fed weakening the dollar. You're seeing it. You don't want to believe your own eyes? The calculation of the MMRI is the 10-year yield and the U.S. dollar, and then it comes up with the golden, it's surmised here, or put together with the golden ratio. Look it up, okay? And it comes up with this. It's a beautiful thing, all right? And you really do want to look up what the golden ratio is, and maybe you can see. I tell you, this has been divinely inspired by using the golden ratio. Look up the golden ratio, and this is the picture we get. It's too much. It really is. The golden ratio, you're going to find it everywhere, in nature, everything. It's an incredible thing here. Anyway, this means, as this goes on, we buy it all. In fact, we're going to load up on tech, as I've been telling you. We're going to load up on Bitcoin, the Bitcoin president. Remember that. Big T over there. We're going to be loading up on commodities, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude. Does this make sense to you? Or is Greg Mannarino just disconnected from reality? Let me know, all right? Love you all, people. If you got anything out of this video, please share it. Thumbs up is always appreciated. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream. And until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.